Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about how the library is going to begin opening up and the plan for summer reading. The library here in Washington has been closed for some time due to COVID-19 restrictions. And what are the next steps as some places start to open up?
So, yeah, we've been closed for, I don't know, 6 weeks now. But we've come up with kind of a preliminary plan for reopening on the 15th, if that does happen at that time. And what we currently have, we've opened up our Dropbox so people can return items if they'd like to the front of the library. Our book drop in the back is still closed. But for now, if you'd like to return your books that you had out before, what we're doing is just taking those books and, you know, by recommendations of, like, the CDC and the state library, we're just kind of quarantining books for a while. So we'll quarantine those for about 7 days. And then the books that we will be circulating on the 15th, if we can open at that time, we'll be doing a what they call curbside pickup. So people will just be able to call or place a hold for a book, and then we'll have it ready for them. And then we'll bring it out with a mask and gloves and, you know, whether it's however many books they want. But they will be books that have been quarantined for a period of time, so there's little risk of any sort of transmission. And truly, there is little risk of transmission from everything that I've read via paper anyway, but we're just being extra cautious in Washington right now.
And when people want to check out materials, when it does become available, what's the best way for them to message librarians?
I would say to just give us a call, because there's going to be somebody here from 8 to 5 every day. So actually, we're all here from 8 to 5 every day. So somebody will answer either the 653-2726 or 653-2097, and then we can go ahead and just get those ready for pickup. At least, you know, we feel like we're offering, you know, we're starting to get books back into people's hands, and that's kind of been our main goal, is to feel safe doing that. And we feel like, you know, when our mayor says that we're okay to do that and the governor says we're okay to do that, then we're going to go ahead and start that. And so that will be for the remaining month of May. And then in June, our hope is that we can start making appointments for people to actually come in and start looking, you know, for books. And we have a lot of new books, obviously, over the last 6 weeks that we've gotten in. And we're still going to, you know, maintain the social distancing in the library. So we'll have, you know, there won't be any, like, we've removed some furniture, so there won't be any congregating or anything like that. But we're going to allow about 15 people in the library at a time by appointment only. And then we'll still have the curbside pickup as well during that time. So it's like baby steps to gradually open the library based on the statistics of Washington County and where COVID is in our community to keep people healthy.
And have plans been made as far as summer reading's concerned?
Yes, plans are in the works for summer reading. So it'll be today through the 30th that you can register your preschoolers through fifth graders for summer reading. And most of it will be virtual, so there will be some activities online on our Facebook page. And also in our Zoom room that we have. So Miss Joe and Miss Janisa will be putting different activities on there. And then we also will have little, they're like STEM kits or activity Ziploc bags that will go, that will circulate with our curbside pickup during the month of June. So there will be circulation of books. So finally they'll get to have some print books in their hands, and then they'll also have an activity or maybe a coloring sheet with them. So just different things like that during the month of June. So we're looking forward to, it's an alternative form of summer reading, but it's a safe way of doing it. And so we're looking forward to that.
And again, if people have questions, the best numbers to call?
The best numbers to call are 653-2726. That's our main line. And then 653-2097 is an alternative number to call and to schedule any sort of curbside. And they can actually start putting holds right now on books. So if anybody is interested, they can search our catalog, which is on our website, washington.lib.ia.us. They can certainly look for any book and call, and we can put it on hold for them.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.